Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got the dive god, Neil Watson, with me. We're going back to the future right now, talking about the Florida shark diving issue and trying to give you a little backstory. Especially, like I said, the reason I wanted to talk about this is not just a vent personally, because it is really annoying, but kind of bring especially some of the younger kids up to speed that I see on social media talking about the hypocrisy that they're going to allow, you know, fishermen to fish sharks and chum them up and kill them, but we can't chum them up to take pictures of them or go on a shark dive. What sense does that make? And it doesn't. I mean, the arguments are all the exact same ones that Neil and I went to Tallahassee with to talk to the legislators and all this kind of stuff back in the day. And it just fell on deaf ears. It was really frustrating. Because once it got to the level where these three spear fishermen had riled up the public by putting out flyers that there's a dive operation feeding sharks and you want your kid to be picked off the beach and eaten and stuff. Do you realize what they're, you know, when once that got into the mainstream media that has no clue when it comes to diving, let alone what shark dives really do, which is change your perception of them when you go on one of these dives. And you can ask anybody who's ever done it that, you know, you'll go on one of these dives, you will see sharks in a different light, and you'll see that they are not out there waiting for us to jump into their mouth. That's just not the case. And especially when you break it down into the different species of sharks that we're talking about, especially back then, it was literally, it was a nurse shark dive. I mean, the worst that really they could have done was gum you to death. You know, they're oversized catfish. You know, and it just was, there was no connection whatsoever to anybody getting bit by a bull shark. Nobody was feeding bull sharks. And that's what was, we were having incidents around that time when this happened. So I bring that up because this snowballed into a nightmare and it went through anyway. And they banned shark. You can't feed sharks 3 miles close to shore in state Florida waters because of it. We lost that battle, Neil, right? It just sucked.
Well, we actually didn't lose the battle because there wasn't one. Nothing changed.
Well, true.
Still, Volusia County, like Daytona Beach, New Smyrna Beach, is the shark bite capital of the world, yeah. Not Florida or the state, the world. Nothing has changed there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ultimate trying to solve a problem that does not exist. I mean, this... passing a law for the federal, they might as well be passing a law to prevent unicorn hunting and Bigfoot.
Well, mean, true. Just, yeah. I mean, once they passed that state law 20 plus years ago, it has had zero effect on shark attacks or shark incidents in the state of Florida. The numbers are the numbers. They haven't changed at all. There's been no correlation whatsoever, not even close.
And well, the numbers is the Bahamas. We are the shark feeding capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this close to 50 years. We've been doing interactive shark encounters with literally not hundreds of thousands, but at this point, millions of people without a major incident. It's been a boom for the economy. It's been a boom for environmental awareness. All of the people that we take on these dives that think that the only good shark is a dead shark, when they come up from these encounters, they're ambassadors for protecting these animals.
Absolutely.
As a result of these dive interactive shark dives, the Bahamas was the first country in the world that the entire country protects sharks.
Yeah.
You can't hunt or kill or
they're way, it's been proven, they're way more valuable alive than dead. Simple as that. And just for changing the perception of sharks, I mean, you know, everything, you know, Shark Week on Discovery Channel is getting ready to come up again. You know, there's a big environmental element to that show, whether you, you know, agree with it or not. They try to put out facts along with some of the sensationalistic stuff and try and to educate the public that sharks aren't something that should be feared. They should be revered, and we should do what we can to protect them, that the biggest threat to a shark is us, not the other way around, and that kind of thing.
The numbers are staggering. There's less than 100 shark bites in the world a year. Less than 100.
Mm-hmm.
And there's less than 10 fatalities in the world a year.
Right.
This is hundreds of millions, if not billions of people in the course of a year going into the ocean. You're risking your life more by going outside if it looks like rain and being hit by lightning than going in the ocean.
Not just that. The stat I always go to that I think is a real eye-opener for folks is that you have a much higher chance of being bit by another person than you do by a shark. That's a real statistic.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or being trampled by Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, that's odds of that are, you know, I mean, really high.
And, you know, you don't even think about, I mean, Florida alone has over 100 saltwater piers offshore.
Right. They're cleaning stations on every single one of them.
Where they fish.
Yep.
Where they have divers or swimmers, at least. Well, in the case of Lauderdale by the Sea, off Fort Lauderdale,
yep,
you have a reef offshore within 100 yards of Anglican Pier where they're fishing all day.
Right. They're fishing there. They're cleaning their catch after they catch a fish. The guts go back in the water, and it's a mess.
And a fish on the line thrashing around attracts a shark 100 times more than the dead cut up bait in the water.
Right. Well, exactly. So, you know, this is, you know, some of the backstory for what's been going on in years past. Now we're dealing with this again in federal waters. If it goes through, which right now it's got momentum, we'll have to see what happens. But, you know, here's the thing. It'll affect some operators like in the Jupiter area that offer these shark dives. It's not really going to matter in the big scheme of things for Florida. But what I will tell you, what I'm really concerned about, and I know you are too, Neil, is this spreading through the Caribbean or around the world? Like, USA banned shark dives. There must be something to this. We better, you know, we better just follow their lead. Like, they know what they're doing.
We had to address that issue with government when they passed that law in Florida. You know, they're questioning
the state waters. Yeah,
you know, like why did why are we allowed it in Florida? I mean, you know, they must have a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we here again, thank God that the Bahamas government listened to reason and logic and numbers. You know, it's hard for somebody to say, okay, I've been doing this for 20 years, thousands of times, and nothing has happened.
Right.
And it's generated enormous amount of money for operators and for the government and for hotels and food and beverage. And it's created awareness for the plight of the sharks, which, you know, there's over 100 million a year killed, you know, for finning and overfishing and bycatch. It's hard to say, well, because nothing has ever happened bad, why should we throw this away and change it?
Right.
You know, and that was, thank God they listened to us.
Right. But if they do this again, who knows what's going to happen, you know, and, you know, common sense and logic doesn't come into play when you're dealing with politicians. That's what we learned back in the day.
And sadly for somebody that is not knowledgeable of diving or sharks or any of this, I mean, it's a feel good, like, well, you shouldn't feed sharks.
Right. But we'll talk more about it next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.